And good morning. Welcome to KMAN's In Focus. No, it's not Brandon Peoples. I'm Dave Lewis. And how fortunate am I to be able to do the interview today with Bradley County historian, director of the Museum and Historical Society, and the one person that knows everything about Manhattan and Riley County history, Cheryl Collins, joining us this morning. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. I wish I knew everything about Riley County history.
Well, you know, you probably know as much as just about anybody else. But, you know, there's always more. And sometimes that happens here on the show when people call in and say, hey, I know this.
Yes. And that's one of the reasons why this show's so much fun, is that people call in with things they think about and know about.
Yeah. It's a delight for me to be able to be a part of the show with you today and not just be like an innocent bystander on the other side of the glass. So I was excited this morning when Brandon said, hey, can you do In Focus? And I said, who's on? He said, Cheryl Collins. I'm going, I'm in. I'm all over that. So,
thank you.
Yeah, welcome to the show. And what we wanted to do today, and this is going to be, I think, fascinating, because we're going to explore Manhattan and Riley County history in the year 1921, 100 years ago. What was the population in Manhattan then?
Well,
5,000, 6,000?
We have 1920 figures.
Okay.
So that's pretty close. Riley County was 20,650 people. Manhattan had 7,989. Ogden, next biggest town, was 596. Randolph, 401. Riley, 364. And Leonardville, 325. So that's the populations roughly 1921.
Isn't it fascinating that the Riley County numbers are so much higher than the city of Manhattan, you know, and now, you know, Riley County or Manhattan is about 80% of the population of Riley County.
That reflects our agricultural economy, because there were a lot of farms and people were still on farms in 1921. But you're beginning to see that migration out and the building of farms into bigger pieces of property starting, in the 20s and course accelerated in the 30s, 40s as mechanization came in and you could do a lot more with a lot fewer people.
And this is before the Great Depression. So I think that this is going to be interesting to, you know, look at the economy of Manhattan, the businesses that were in Manhattan in 1921, the various services, roads and developments and of course Kansas State University and you know, the other day it was either Thursday or Friday. I can't remember for sure. But we had the story on about, or the information on about the history of, one of the highlights in history of 1918 was with the flu at Fort Riley. That was the top story on my national headlines for historical footnotes. And, you know, that's coming off, you know, here we are 3 years later talking about 1921. And... All the different things that what life was like 100 years ago is just mesmerizing to think about, you know, the current conveniences that we take into consideration today and we take for granted.
Life is pretty different, but there are some things that are the same. In 1921, Wonder Bread was introduced in Indianapolis, Indiana. So... that's something we still have.
And that was sliced bread.
Yeah. And of course, bakery bread was not new in the 20s, but it became more and more and more the standard for people.
Did most people bake their own bread then before that? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, definitely. In earlier years. But
there's nothing like the smell of homemade bread.
By the 20s, store-bought bread was pretty established. So,
okay.
But Wonder Bread, I think, is interesting that we still see that on the shelves. Eskimo Pie ice cream bars were introduced in 1921. But I think that's interesting because just this last year, they changed the name of it to Eddie's Pie.
Yeah.
So that's a difference. The Bloody Mary cocktail was invented in Paris, France.
Cheers.
So, and the Buck's Fizz of course, which is a cocktail of champagne and orange juice. That was invented in London.
Champagne and orange juice?
Yeah. Have you had a Buck's Fizz?
I've never heard it called that. What, a Champa Tampa or something like that? I don't know. I don't drink that much, so.
Have you ever had a White Castle hamburger?
Yes.
And those, of course, were
founded in Wichita.
In 1921, so 100 years ago.
You know, the Cozy Inn is going to be coming up on its 100th anniversary here before too long, if I recall correctly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's same kind of a burger, I think. And pretty I don't much. Like onions, so I don't like those. Wheaties breakfast cereal was introduced in 1921.
The Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah. Betty Crocker was introduced as a advertising person. And, of course, there's no real Betty Crocker. There were a whole series of them hired to do the advertising. But that was a new thing in 1921. French's mustard was first advertised in 1921. And iodized salt was introduced, which I think is very interesting because the iodine put in the salt was a public health step forward that prevented people from getting some diseases. So that's interesting, I think, that it was just introduced 100 years ago.
Do you have any idea when salt was starting to be mined in Hutchinson?
I don't. I think very early, though, because Samuel Dexter Houston, of course, there was the signer of the Wyandotte Constitution from Riley County, he moved to Cloud County, I think it was, and was in a salt operation up there. And so this was in the 1860s, probably.
Okay.
So I think that salt business goes way back in Kansas, but I don't know. We'll have to research
1888. Okay. It's amazing what Google can do for historians, right? Or wannabe historians like me.
It is. And to think internet searches is very young. I mean, gosh.
Well, just let's see. Google has been around, I believe, 20 years.
Yeah.
So Yahoo started like 25 years ago.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people that weren't born that.
When did you get your first computer?
We had a little Osborne. Do you remember those?
Nope.
Little had a little screen hooked onto it. And gosh, it probably was in the 1980s. And I know we got our first computer at the Riley County Historical Museum in the 1980s. And we used that for many, many years. In fact, the IT people thought it was a dinosaur. But it worked for what we needed.
Yeah, you know, and you and I went to school with manual typewriters and maybe electric. But, you know, that was a different time.
We were still using an IBM Selectric until just a few years ago. But, you know, that
tech can get really good deals on those now, you know.
Well, and they're for certain purposes, they can work very, very well. have you ever eaten See's candy?
No.
E. Well, that's a candy that was founded in 1921. And the company Land O'Lakes was founded as the Minnesota Cooperative Creamery Association in 1921. And Sunbeam, the electrical appliance company, it was registered as a trademark and first used for electric flat irons in 1921.
They still
electric
make them.
Electric companies were really pushing the use of appliances in this period.
Well, electricity was still kind of new in a lot of places then.
Yeah, and they wanted to build up a market with their consumers and, you know, get them used to using appliances. So they really pushed electric appliances. So 1921 saw a lot of products, some of which that we still have today. Of course, World War I had ended and the soldiers were all home. American Legion posts were being established around the country. And of course, in Riley County, we had a number of them. And veterans were really active and politically important in this period. And of course, women were politically active. since the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which prohibited abridging the right to vote on the basis of sex, was ratified in 1920. A drawback, though, was that the high prices farmers had enjoyed during the war years was over.
Oh.
And so times weren't, you know, roaring. The roaring 20s weren't roaring economically in Raleigh County because those prices were reduced.
And we had much more farming going on here.
Yes.
In those days.
Much more. I mean, that was the basis of our economy, really. Fort Riley was downsizing. And, of course, they weren't buying as many products from area farmers. And Camp Funston was being dismantled. And so the economic times here weren't as good as the times during the war years, really. K-State had 3,395 students in 1920-21.
And you said the population of Manhattan was like 7,000? So K-State was then at that time,
it dominated. You know,
basically about 50% of what the population was.
It dominated the town. We were definitely a college town. And of course, that was steady money. I mean, even through the Depression years, even though salaries were reduced and so on, and of course, there were fewer jobs, it still was a steady income through those years. So having that was really important. And K-State was growing. That was about 1,000 students more than 10 years earlier. So little by little, K-State was growing in students. So I thought I'd take a look at life in Raleigh County and some of our Raleigh County cities 100 years ago in March of 1921. And I wanted to mention particularly, if listeners have an interest in looking at Kansas newspapers of the past, including our local newspapers, the Kansas Historical Society website, www.kshs.org, has a link through which any Kansas resident with a Kansas license, driver's license, or ID card can access Kansas digital newspapers for free.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you can go out and you can look it up, and it's got searchable features. So it's really a lot of fun taking a look back at, using that. So what was the big news in March of 1921? So I looked at the Manhattan Daily Nationalist newspaper on this day, March 15th, 1921, and the Kansas branch of the National Congress of Mothers and Parent Teacher Association met in Manhattan for 2 days, beginning March 16th, and the chair of the General Arrangements Committee was Mrs. Guy Varney. And of course, Mrs. Guy Varney was a very busy woman. Her husband had died in 1920, and she and her young son, Ted, were running the bookstore. March 15th, Kansas State students held Roughneck Day, and all the students skipped class. So Roughneck Day was a celebration of the Ides of March. And of course, today is the Ides of March.
Today's the Ides.
Mm-hmm. And the Ides of March is the day that Julius Caesar was stabbed. It was a Roman holiday. My understanding is it kind of had a New Year's Eve type celebration about it and so on. So Kansas State students used that to have a celebration. The day started in the college auditorium with all the students and guests present. Students dressed in roughneck or slovenly fashion, so kind of a hobo look, was on campus that day. And evidently some of the professors joined in wearing overalls to work too. Stunts were presented by various departments, such as home economics, agricultural, general science departments, and Women's Athletic Association. And after the prizes were awarded, the entire student body paraded downtown. And evidently, the costumes were worn in the parade, and displays were made for judging. And characters, they had lots of characters mentioned with this. So
we have our first caller on the air. 537-1350 is the number to call at News Radio KMAN. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, my lucky day. Two quick items. When you're talking about the salt and the iodine, I think if you research this, the only place you can get iodine for your system that you need is from iodized salt. The second item is, I had an aunt that Dave Lewis knew that lived on West 60th. She was born in 1918, and when they had her funeral, she made it in 100 years. She died in 18, didn't quite make it to 100, and Kevin Larson went back through the 100 years that she lived and all the things that she saw that changed. And if you think about 100 years and everything that we had, you know, we have inside plumbing now, and we have water and a lot of things, and TVs and stereos. I'll be quiet, and you're doing a great job. Thank you very kindly.
Appreciate the call this morning. I'll tell you what, Cheryl, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back. Run a little bit behind schedule because, you know, we get started, and when you and I talk, it just doesn't stop, does it? Even Stephen over on the other side of the glass is going, you know, hey, you know, the little yappity-yappity-yap signal. It's K-Man's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples. Cheryl Collins with the Riley County Historical Society is joining us, and we'll be back in just a moment reliving 1921.